Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Cornelius Baron, C-O-R-N-E-L-I-U-S, Cornelius. Last name is Baron, B-A-R-O-N. The Cornelius Baron, date of service is 1-18-2022. Date of birth is 11-14-1981. Date of accident is 7-18-2021. Mr. Cornelius Cornelius Baron is a victim of front end collision on the driver's side while he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right on 7-18-2021 at moderate speed, leading to head injury, loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event. In addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower, with radiation to the left arm involving fourth and fifth fingers. All of these pains were reported between 6 to 8. The pains have continued unabated since the accident, despite the physical therapy and treatments. And, only moderate relief has been obtained. Pain level varies currently from 5 to 7. And 50% relief is obtained with the therapy and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture and massage and home exercises. The ADLs are now not bad affected, except walking ability between of 5. In system, the patient is reporting weakness, loss, balance and anxiety, but denies the headache. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. He denies any fainting, blackout, or any seizures. No history of any loss of memory is reported. No lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the area of pain, numbness patient is from pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and the right shoulder, and also to the into the knee, but he has not reported which side. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem in contents of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has improved 50%. However, no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient does utilize alcohol and marijuana for control of further pain. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 144/98, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 98. And temperature was 97.7. The rest of the physical examination identical to the pre-visit of 1-3-2020. Dictation number is 0117-030. Along with diagnosis, plan of care. The MRIs that were recently done for the patient on 11-10-2021 are showing a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 with the encroach on the epidural. And in the lumbar spine, there is a herniated disc L5-S1 leading to pressure on the epidural. The patient has informed about the findings. He's been advised that lumbar epidural injection 4 to 6 times, 15 days apart, make significant relief and avoid surgery as well as ease the pain. The patient has been trying his physical therapy and home exercises. In addition, a urine exam has been ordered as well as the maps have been reviewed from the test. The patient is found to be in compliance. The patient has been provided a physical therapy to focus on neck, mid-back, lower back, and shoulder as well as knee. and person has been provided a light duty job for 7 hours, 7 days with 5 pound restriction and other issues. Hospital replacement transportation has also been ordered. And patient will continue on his medication, which is Narco, that was provided on the last visit for 30 days, 5 milligram, as well as Neurontin, 600 milligram three times a day for a relief of headache and other issues or nerve issues. Patient will be seen in 1 month time. He is being scheduled for procedure tomorrow, LESI, for further help with the issues that he's suffering. Thank you.